Ron?
Okay, let's. We had a good yontif. We are on Daf Hey. We're in the middle of the psukim. That every time one of the Amoraim read one of these psukim, they started crying, which already is a Musar Haskel that had to read a psukim in Tanakh. You have to start crying when you read some psukim to feel it and know exactly what they mean. So we're up to the 10th pasuk that Chazal bring on Hayamad Aleph, about the 10th line. I think that's where Menachem got up to, Rabbi Yochanan. Did us a favor to get into a little bit of Amud Aleph because Amud Beis is somewhat large. Rabbi Yochanan. And the last one was, what could be said about the last one where the Malach HaMavis seems to take somebody before their time. There's a lot written about that, but most of what's written doesn't really fully give us pshat in it, and we have a Muna. We have a Muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in charge. Rabbi Yochanan, 10th line on Hamad Aleph. Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan, this is the ninth pasuk that they got up to, and they cried. So we got up to this pasuk, he cried. Vatesiteni Bol of Alochinam, pasuk by Eov, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, says about himself, Vatesiteni Bo, he, the Satan, has seduced me, Levalochina, to swallow him up for nothing. We know the story at the beginning of Sefer Eov, where the Satan convinces Hashem that he should give Yisurin and take things away from Eov, his money, his children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he convinced me. So Evet, Sharabo Masitin Lo Venises Takana Yishlo, a servant that is able to convince his master to do things. Is there any and the master gets convinced and seduced by a Takana Yishlo? Is there any hope for us? So that's why Rabbi Yochanan cried when he got into this pasuk. Interesting, I didn't see the Hara made, but a number of these psukim we're going to have today is Rabbi Yochanan specifically. Rabbi Yochanan, who we had in Mesechus Brachas at the beginning in Daf Hey, went through all these Yisurin. His 10 children, he carried around the bone of the 10th child. Interesting, Dafka, he was very sensitive to these psukim in Tanakh, which dealt with emuna issues. So, Evet, Rabba, Masita, Lamanisis, Takana Yishlos, therefore, we have to be, he cried. Rabbi Yochanan, interesting, the Tirei Aven, here in the Shaka Zari, in his commentary on Chagiga, says, we know that there's a medrash that Eov was one of the three in Paro's court. Right, Gimel Bosa Eitza, says the Gemara in Meseches Sota. Let me just find it here. Gimel Bosa Eitza. Right, we know Eov and Bilam and Yisro and Kol Ben Hayod Halil Arut Hashlichu. So therefore, Eov was Shasak Nidam Yisurin. So why isn't this Yisurin? What do you mean he was convinced by the Satan? So the Tirei Aven says, but he wouldn't have gotten so bad. It wouldn't have gotten so difficult. Yishlomi lavda hasata lohay ro'u yisurv kashim ke'eva. Because he was quiet. Remember, he didn't give the Eitzah. He wasn't like Bilam. He was quiet. But again, so it wasn't as far as should have been done. Okay, next. Rabbi Yochanan kimati la'ikra b'achi he'bikdoshav lo'yamin. Another pasuk in Eov. Rabbi Yochanan cried by this pasuk. In his kedoshim, in his holy ones, lo yamin. So the pashtus might be what he mean. He should have faith in his holy ones. But again, the drasha is that Hashem doesn't even have faith in his holy ones, in the ones who serve him. Ibekdoshim lo yamin ben yamin. If in his holy ones he does not have emuna, so in who does he have emuna? Yomachad avika azul b'urcha. One time, one day, Rabbi Yochanan was walking. Chazel hu gavra deka mankit te'ene. He saw a person who was gathering figs. Shavik hanach dematu, v'shakal hanach delomatu. He gathered the ones that were not ripe, and he left the ones that were ripe. The ones that were ripe, he left on the tree. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says, Tevlad v'hani ma'alon tvei, aren't the ones that are ripe or better for you? Shouldn't you pick those? Amalei, hani l'urcha b'inan l'hu. I need them to go on a trip. So I need them to be able to last. So hani natra, the ones which are not ripe yet, those are the ones that won't spoil right away, and those are the ones that I'm taking off. Vahani lo natra, the ones that are ripe already, the ones that look good right now, I'm worried that they are going to spoil, and therefore I cannot take them. Amar says Rabbi Yochanan to himself upon hearing this, Hainu dechsev, right, the gedolim and tzaddikim always see events in life as affecting them and taking it, what message can I learn from them? So Rabbi Yochanan hears this from the farmer and says, Hainu dechsev, hein b'kdoshav l'yamin. Oh, now I get the message of hein b'kdoshav, even the kdoshim Hashem is not ma'amin in. What does that mean? Rashi explains, just like he was gathering, leaving the fruit that were ripe because he was worried, even though they looked ripe, he was worried that they were going to spoil in the future. So too, b'kadoshav, with with a young Talmidei Chachamim, says Rashi. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes takes them because he's not sure if they will be able to continue their tzidkus. He's worried that they might spoil, even though they look ripe now. But, you know, in the fourth skinny line of Rashi, Afa Bachur Masadikim Ne'echazin L'misa Pen Yechtu. Right, he's worried. Right, this is the Chanoch syndrome, that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a person before his time because he's worried that he's going to sin. Yeah. And many tzaddikim live to a ripe old age. Yes, so that's why I started off today. Some of these mishalim we could take certain messages from, but not fully understand them because there's just a certain message that we have to learn. Chaim Shmulevitz has a sicha in Maimur Yudalid in the first in Tafshin Lamed Aleph, where he discusses this idea of Hein Pikdoshav Lo Yamin. He talks about the Mishnah Perkei Avos Aveira Goreres Aveira. What is Aveira Goreres Aveira? V'taima. The Kolzman Shalo Adam Aveira. Whenever a person does not do an Aveira, not only did I not do the Aveira, but I am not tainted and stained by the Aveira. Every time I do an Aveira, it's not just I did the Aveira and I'm chay for punishment, but I now have an inkling. I have more of an itiyah to do that. Once I do one thing wrong, it's like connected to me. V'yafo bisha asa tshuva. And even if I did tshuva for that aveira, ein tshuva okeres ella es ha'aveira. Avo ha'netiyah l'cheit lo ne'ekra mivena. But the netiyah, fine, I got rid of the aveira, but now I have a netiyah towards that. And I need extra hishtalus. Hishtalus miyuchedes avoda rabba. Sh'te'ak netiyah so l'cheim in ha'sharish. I have to totally get it uprooted. And therefore, you see, what happened, this is the context, he's writing this Abayish Kisisa, even after Klal Yisrael received kapara for the Egel, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't destroy them. Hashem says, fine, I'm not going to destroy them, I give them forgiveness. What's the next pasuk? Hashem says, take off your crowns. Take off your crowns for, they just got the forgiveness, they just got kapara. They have this netiyah now towards Averos, and therefore Hashem says, "Horid et yichabei alav," and that's why he continues related to us. Inyan zeh netiyah l'chein matzino afilu betzadik gomur shalachatamei olam, like Chanoch. Chanoch, what does Rashi say? Tzadik haya v'kal b'dayto l'ashuv l'harshia. What do you mean? He was a tzadik. What do you mean? He was kal l'harshia. He was a tzaddik. He didn't do anything wrong. The answer is sometimes even by tzaddikim gemurim, if they haven't perfected themselves, even ourselves, we don't perfect ourselves even if we don't do the aveira. Sometimes there's a netiyah, there's an inkling, there's a tendency to do the aveira, and therefore we have to be very careful with that netiyah. And then he quotes our Gemara, Daf Chagiga Daf Hey, Hare Lana Beferish Kedosh Hashem. What are we talking about? Heim Pikdosha Lo Yamin. What do you mean Pikdosha? Pikdosha means ibu who have not violated, but still we have to uproot not just the aveira, but the tendency to the aveira itself. We mentioned in the past, also Rav Soloveitchik had a similar idea in Al HaTshuva, where he talks about the two ideas of Kapara and Tahara. Very similar idea, where one is a chait is not only mechayiv, a chait is obligates me for an onesh, it's also metame me. What is metame? It distances me from God. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says that in terms of a netiyah l'chait. Rav Soloveitchik said that in terms of just being metame by neshama, which I have to get Tahara from, and not just kapar. So that's related to the idea of Chanoch, Hei Bikdoshav Lo Yamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a person early because he's worried about it. But again, Tzarech Ian, because some tzaddikim, you know, live to a ripe old age and some don't, but we have the lesson from the Gemara. Eini, is this really true that even if somebody's a tzaddik, he might be part of Hei Bikdoshav Lo Yamin? Well, who told me that David B'Shevivu said to Rabbi Alexandri, there was a Talmud that was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandri. Vishachi, Vadazutor, and he died when he was young, Rahman al-Islan, V'Amar. And Rabbi Alexandri said, oh, if he would have been, again, an amazing line how he could say such a thing, if he would have been more in the rabbinic path, Havichai would have lived more, he would have done more Torah and Ma'aseh Tov, he would have lived more. So we'll see why he can say that in a minute. V'yamisa, but says the Gemara 1 minute, but if we know this principle of Hein Bikdoshav Lo Yamin, that even Tzadikim and Kedoshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take early, because he's worried what's going to happen in the future, but not that they did anything wrong yet. Dilma Mehain Bikdosha Liyamanhabi. Maybe this Talmud was part of that group. So how could Rabbi Alexandri say that there was anything wrong with him? Maybe it was just a future-based reason. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu Mevayper Abosav Havi. That story specifically was about a person who was always mezalzel in the Kvod Chachamim. That kind of person, Rabbi Alexandri could say, was not part of Hein Bikdosha of Lo Yamin. Somebody's Mevayper Abosav. Tosfos says this must have also, second Tosfos, this must also be the pshat in the Gemara we had back in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, where there was a Talmid Chacham that died young, and his wife brings his children to the Beis Medrash and says, why did my husband, he chayech v'aruch yamecha, he learned all day, what's the problem, why did he die young? Tosfos doesn't quote the end of the story. Eliyahu Hanavi says, did he do anything wrong? He says, no, right, we were in the same bed and we never touched each other. B'shas libuna. Eliyahu Hanavi says, oh, that's the point, right? You have to, right, that's the makar for having the bed separated. So says the says Tosfos, that must be the pshat there too. How did they know that he wasn't part of Hebekdosh of Yamin? It must be there was something that was publicly known to be wrong with him. Mevai Barabosav. Okay, number 11 pasuk that the Amoraim cried about, and again it's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati lahai krabachi. When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, he cried. V'karafti aleichem lamishpat. Balachi says, B'shem Hashem. That Hashem will bring us close to judgment. V'hayisi aid mimaher b'machashvim u'b'mena'afim. I will be a quick witness in those who do kishuf and the magicians and the mena'afim, those who will have illicit relationships. U'b'nishma'im l'sheker and those who swear falsely. U'ba'oshki schar socher and those who withhold wages of their worker. So what was there to cry about? Let's see. Eved sharabu makarba laduna umemahar lahaido takana yishlo. An eved that his master brings him close and hurries to testify against him. Takana yishlo. Because what does it say here? That Hashem is an aid memaher. Hashem is a quick witness. He's very quick. Takana yishlo. Is there any takana for us? The Marsha says here, usually you have a judge, and you have witnesses, and you have the defense. It takes time to get a court case going. Yeah, it's in the letters, and I can't come, and it's delayed. It's so much time. If you have the judge and the witness are the same being, he says, Ein Mamayer, that's the problem. It's a Mamayer Lasoso. Says the Marsha, that's what's so dangerous, that he's an Ein Mamayer Lasoso. Some shame the Chavos Yoyer. Interesting, Harifus. The Chavos Yoyer says, what's the emphasis of Eid Memaher? Says the Chavos Yahir. How does tshuva generally help? Mo'ila tshuva yan ki ha'adam alulachto sheish lo yetzahara. Usually, right, we have a yetzahara. We're born with a yetzahara. Ki yetzalev ha'adam ramin urav. So we have this yetzahara which causes us to sin. V'ha'onesh ha'magia la'adam alavir ha'viknas. And when we get an onesh, you know, it's like a knas. It's, you know, we're fined because of what we did. But what does tshuva do when we do vidui? Mo'ta b'knas pater. If you're moda about a knas before it's inflicted, so your pater the halacha is. If you're chayef kefil and you come and admit before you're not chayef kefil anymore, so moda of a knas pater. That's how tshuva usually works. But says the Gemara of Bava Kamma, what if Eidim come first? Eidim come testify first that you're chayef. The hodah doesn't work. Moda of a knas after bo Eidim doesn't work. So he says if a Kaddish Baruch Hu is hurrying and Eid Mamaher, so that's worse for us because he's the Mamaher. He's coming before we do tshuva, before we do the vidui. Sometimes says that kazel kavaras agamara evet sharabu mamayer lo haido kodim shasha b'tshuva klum takani yishlo. So then Moda b'kras is not going to help. The whole point of tshuva is not going to help. And therefore, it says the Chavos Yair, that's the emphasis of aid Mamaher. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, finishing this up. Oy lanu sheshakal aleinu akas of kalos kachaburos. Why, woe to us. Look what it has in this pasuk. Hashem is gonna bring judgment against us. Kalos kachamuros. In the same pasuk, you have kishuf, you have niuf, and you have withholding wages. The same thing. It says, look, Hashem's gonna bring to judgment, all of these, even, comparing the, kovish schar sacher, withholding wages, to the aviras achamuros of niuf. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Daled that we shouldn't think of this as exactly. It's not the same. Kovish Har Socher and be, to be Menaif or Kaman al-Islan, to have an illicit relationship. But he says, at least in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not forgetting any, Aveira, so that's what it means. It doesn't mean that we're going to have the same onesh for Kovish Schar Socher and Niuf. Everything obviously is perfectly just. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget any of the Aveiros, whether they're kalos, whether they're chamuros. Ain't shichcha lufnei kiseh chavadecha, as we say on Rosh Hashanah. Tiskel mitzvahs. Amar Ish Lakish. Okay, let's go weiter. Amar Ish Lakish. Kala mata dino shel ger, ki ilu mata dino shel mala. Ish Lakish says, anybody who twists the din of a ger is as if he twists the din of Hashem. Shneimar, the end of the pasuk that we quoted earlier, umateger umatiksiv. Mateger, you twist the ger, so it's as if you said mati, you twist me. Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's worse when you do the ger. Turi Evan is bothered here. Don't we say that if you twist anybody's judgment, right? Like you're gonna, if you were Bechayev Ruvain, who's a Jew from birth, you're gonna cause Hashem to have to repay the money from one to the other. So I dafka a ger. So the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly what's worse with a ger. Turi Evan says that it's more direct when it's by a ger. You cause Hashem to have to get involved. By a ger, Kadosh Baruch Hu is more, you know, he's the Av HaGerim, he is much more directly involved. And when you're mat to the din of a ger, the Turi Evan says, he is the Baal Din, it's more direct. Amr Chanina Bar Papa, continuing with a few chazals before we get to the next pasuk. Anyone who does something wrong and immediately has charata, is upset that he did it, then he gets mechila. Shneimar, as the end of the previous pasuk says, v'lo yireuni, I'm going to bring them to judgment because they don't fear me. Ha yireuni, mochel lo miyad. But if they would fear me and be mischarit about it, so then they would get mechila. Obviously, if it's a benadam lachavero, one has to pay back, benadam lamakom, this is in that realm. Right, charata is one part of the three, according to the Rambam. Unless charata here is including all of them, charata might be including all of them. Or in a certain sense, there is mechila, but obviously you have to do more than just feel bad. Sometimes you have to bring a carbon. Sometimes you're chayav misa, chayav malchus. You know, you can eat treif and you have to get the punishment. Okay, number 12, pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan came to the high cry, Bachar. Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk. He cried, Ki es kol masi holokim yaviba mishpat al kol ne'elam. Hashem will bring all the actions to mishpat al kol ne'elam. As we're going to darshan this on anything that was hidden. This might include hidden that you didn't think it was a problem. Eved sherabo shokolo shkogos kizdonos takana yeshlo. In eved that his rav Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us bring even the shogegim. We're going to have to do tshuva for, right? We know carbon chatos if you violate Shabbos for shogeg. You have to bring a chatos takana yeshlo. So even the shogegim we're going to be called to task for. So is there any hope for us? Mayal kol ne'elam. Now the Gemara darshes al kol ne'elam might not just mean anything hidden, but anything, any tiny little act. Amar Rav, zeha hori kina b'fnei chavir v'nimas bo. What does it mean? Al kol ne'elam. Even if you kill a bug in front of your friend, and your friend like becomes disgusted by it, he goes, oh. If you cause that slight discomfort for a moment, that also Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna, even a tiny little uncomfortable feeling that we give to our friend, we're gonna be held accountable for. The Ravya here in his commentary on Chagiga said maybe it was only if dafkat kavana lahachis, right? If you definitely kill a bug, so if you dafka did a kavana lahachiso, so that's what it's referring to. But the pashas is even not. Pashas is even if below kavana, right? We're explaining shogeg here. Even without kavana, you're going to be held accountable. Ushvol abar zarok b'fnei chaver b'nimas. A little different. If you spit in front of your friend, then he becomes disgusted by it. Again, spitting in the olden days was a little more accepted, right? They had places. The Shulchan Aruch talks about spitting in shul. If you're going out of shul into a kav, so again, if you do that in front of your friend b'nimas, so then also you will be held accountable for that. There's a Beis HaLevi. We're going to have a few Beis HaLevis today if we have time. Beis HaLevi by Shechem. Where the pasuk says by Shechem, in Vayishlach, Ki nevala asa bi Yisrael lishkav es bas Yaakov, v'chein lo yeyaseh. A nevala was done in Bnei Yisrael to lie with bas Yaakov. That's not done. V'chein lo yeyaseh. What does v'chein lo yeyaseh mean? That extra, they did the Avera. What's this extra three words in Vayishlach? V'chein lo yeyaseh. Says the Beis HaLevi. Anam bevadei deshchem lo yada klal v'lo higil lahaker goldil ma'aloso shel Yaakov. Shechem didn't realize who he was dealing with. Shechem didn't realize that this was the most special person in the world. This was the Bechir HaAvos, his daughter. Shechem didn't realize that. V'im ki bevadei ha'yodeh shachashiv u'lemod. He knew that she was a chashiv girl, but he didn't realize how chashiv she was. Anam vadei deikir ma'aloso shel Yaakov v'lo hisig. But he didn't really realize who Yaakov was. And therefore, one might have the defense as the Beis HaLevi. How could he get punished so much? He didn't know who Yaakov was. He didn't realize how terrible terrible an act that he was doing? Look, he didn't realize. He thought she was a stama person. She didn't know he was a Dina Bas. He didn't know that she was Dina Bas Yaakov. Says the Beis HaLevi, when could you have such an excuse? If what you are doing is not wrong, and then you do it wrong, and it ends up being even worse than you thought. So then you could say, ah, you didn't even realize that, you know, what you were doing was a problem. So then we could give you a self-defense that, you know what, okay, fine, you won't be punished. But if what you're doing is wrong anyway, and it's just worse because of situations which you didn't know about, so then you're going to get punished for everything. Even though you didn't realize how wrong you were doing, but if you knew you were doing wrong and it was wrong to start, so because this situation was even worse, so then you're going to get the whole punishment. So here, the gam bas adam pashut also lo tama. Even just a plain person, he wouldn't be able to do this. Imishav geder, we should show you about karcha. So because of that, that is why the Beis HaLevi says that Shechem was punished. That what's the pshat? Ki nevala asa b'Yisrael lishkav es bas Yaakov, ki v'chein lo ye'asa. A nevala was done, that was raw, v'chein lo ye'asa, and it's never done to anybody. And that's the point, how she was punished, because this was never done to anybody. And he says, that he quotes, and that's the pshat of our Gemara. Ki hori kita b'fnei chavir v'nimaz ba. You killed a bug, and your friend became disgusted. So what's the pshat? It must be afraid. You didn't think it was going to bother anybody, but your friend happens to be mafunik. Your friend happens to be, I hate bugs. He happens to be somebody you didn't realize. So is it totally 100% yashar to kill a bug in front of your friend? Maybe it's a little bit, you might strike him and rub them the wrong way. Oh, it's even worse because of what reasons that you didn't know. But once there's a little problem, so then, says the Beis HaLevi, we might make you responsible for the whole problem because your actions weren't perfect. That's what gives the pshat by Shechem, extra three words, v'chein lo ye'aseh. Okay. Right, that's what the Rav Yossi, the Rabbi says, with dafka doing it lahachiso. You do get to bother him a little bit. Okay, my imtova imra, what does the end of that pasuk mean? Whether good or bad, as if to say that even for good we're going to be held accountable for. Says the Gemara, sometimes there are mitzvahs that we do not in the most perfect way that we could do, and we're going to be held accountable for that too. Amri debi Rav Yanez, anosid staka la'ani b'far hesya. If you give an anit staka in public, if you give an ani tzedakah in public, again, this is obviously not talking about a case where the ani asks you for tzedakah in public, because then he's obviously going in public himself. But if you could give it in private, which is obviously the more mechubad, less embarrassing for the ani, and you give it in public, that's the problem. Ki hadra Rabbi Yanai chazi lo gavra kayav zuzi lani b'far hesya. Like Rabbi Yanai once saw a person giving tzedakah to a poor person in public. Omer le mutab lo yahavis le mehashta di yahavis le v'kasafte. Better that you wouldn't give him than give him in public. The embarrassment that he suffers. As you see, it's not a good thing to give suck in public if a person is not asking for it in public. The Meiri has a line here that the Achronim talk about. The Meiri says, don't give stuck into an ani in public. Why? Noach lo shalom nitna, mibnation is bayish b'matanoso ha-me'uta. Because for the dollar that you're giving him in public, he'd rather not have the embarrassment. It's not from the Meiri that, let's say you'd be giving him a lot of money, so maybe he'll suffer the embarrassment, it'll be worth it for him. Hidafka says, b'matanoso ha-me'uta. So in the footnotes at the bottom, he says, the Gemara's not mashma, there's any chiluk. But someone said that maybe the pshat is, that's why he said to call Yav Zuza. Why does it emphasize how much money that he gave the person? Yav Zuza Lani. Maybe to emphasize he was only giving a Zuz. So that's where the Meiri got it from. But anything more would not have been a problem. Sorry? Right, so again, you have to have some type of system in private without embarrassing the Ani in public. A different pshat, zehanotit staka b'elisha b'seser. The opposite applies to a woman. Right, a person is not allowed to give staka to a woman in private to come isolated with chshada, because then there's going to be chshad, as we have many halachas that a man and a woman are not supposed to be in seclusion together because of chshad. Rava Amar, zeh mashager lishto basar she'ena mechutach ba'arvi shabasos. Again, what's the type of mitzvah, a good deed, which we're involved in, which we're going to be held accountable for? If you send your wife meat on Erev Shabbos that is not mechutach. That means the chalev and the gid and the proper preparation wasn't done on Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, we know, is a very, it's a time that's a very, hurried and crazy, and there's a lot of busyness, and we're worried that because the meat was given and she's not going to be able to have time, she's going to be in such a state of haste, she's not going to be able to prepare it properly. V'harava mishager, aye, Rava did it to his wife. He set this meat that was not fully prepared. Shiny basar of Chizda, the kimle begava de Bekiya. No, Rava knew that his wife, who was the daughter of Rav Chizda, she was a Bekiya, she was going to check carefully and clean it quickly, so he didn't have to worry about his wife. I saw recently, I forgot where, about how, just talking about Erev Shabbos, why sometimes there are husbands and wives, you know, on Erev Shabbos Badafka, that's when there's a lot of pressure and there's some challenges to the Shalom Bayis, Dafka on Erev Shabbos, because that's Dafka when Chava gave Adam from the Eitz Hadas, right before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos, that's what she gave from the Eitz Hadas, that's why it's in the Bria. Next time we feel, we have to say, this is from the Eitz Hadas, we have to realize that this is not, we should be calm, and we should make sure that this doesn't have any long-term effects. We have to be b'sheket u'b'shalva, even on Erev Shabbos.
Well, if she yells at you, she has a good reason.
Sorry?
If she yells at you, she has a good reason.
Right. Well, if we can't yell at anybody. Nobody can yell at anybody. Rabbi Yochanan. Next, 13. Kibati lai krabachi. He cried by this pasuk. V'haya ki sibsena oso ra'os rabos v'tzaros. When in the pasuk in Kisavo, Kisavo also rather by the Tochacha, when Raus Rabos Vitzaros find you. So one of the Achronim says that there's a previous pasuk before this one that also has a similar, came out the same words, Raus Rabos Vitzaros. Why do they daf kadashin from this pasuk? Because they say it's Vihaya. What's Vihaya? So Vihaya, we have Vayehi is Lashon Simcha, Vihaya is Lashon Sara. Stafka Vihaya is Dafka from here is Lashon Sara. So Eved. We mentioned that what's the difference between Vahaya and Vayehi. I think we mentioned in a drasha a couple of weeks ago. Why is Vahaya Lashon Sara and Vayehi Lashon Simcha? I'm sorry. Why is Vayehi Lashon... I said it backwards. Why is the difference in this pasuk? Because Vahaya is Lashon Simcha and Vayehi is Lashon Sara. Vayehi b'mei HaChashveirosh. That's Lashon Sara. Vahaya is Lashon Simcha. So the problem here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even happy about it when he's giving us the Tzaros. Vahaya ki simsen osaros avos v'tzaros. So now the next step. Why is Vahaya Lashon Simcha and Vayehi Lashon Sara? Because the Gra. That the Gra says that Vayehi, what is the word Vayehi? Yehi is future. Vayehi is taking the future and making it past. It's saying that you're saying you have all this future in front of you and you're basically not capitalizing it. You're saying everything that happened in your past, you're going to do the same thing in the future. You're not saying, you're not looking ahead. You're not looking at your potential. Vayehi takes the future and makes it into the past. It's a vavahipuch. Yehi vayehi. What does vahaya do? It's just the opposite. Haya is past. V'haya v'hayim shamoa. And if you will do, that v'vahipuch makes your past into the future. It says, take your past and look at what you could do in the future. It's amazing the potential that we have in the future. That's why it's Lashon Simcha. But that's why it says here, v'haya ki sibsena, that was the, where Rabbi Yochanan cried, dafka by this pasuk, because there's simcha even in the sara. Evesh mamso rabo mamsi lo ros vitzaros takani yishlo. But Hashem Baruch Hu gives us ros rabos vitzaros. He gives us ros and saros. So do we have any takana? So it's terrible. My ros vitzaros. I'm a rab ros. What does the double lashon of ros and saros mean? I'm a rab ros shenaaso saros zulazu. Ros mean that become saros to each other. Saros, give us a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about co-wives, beginning of Yevamos. That's at Sara. So what does that mean? Sara Zulazu? That means they're very close to each other. Kagon Zibur va'akravta. But not only close to each other, opposite. What does that mean? So Rashi here quotes, that this is quoting from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that scorpion bites and wasp bites have opposite remedies. One, you have to be cold, and one, you have to be hot. So if you get two bites, a scorpion bite and a wasp bite, you're stuck. You're finished. Because each remedy is the sakana of the other one. So says Rashi, that's what the Gemara here is saying. We're going to have so many tsaras that are like going to be the opposites of each other, just going to make us, it's going to be impossible to survive, because it's going to be require opposite remedies, and that's what's where, that's the ra'os and the tsaras. Shmuel says, it's referring to a person who gives money to a poor person at the time of his real need. Machlokas Rashi tells us exactly what this line is going on. Rashi says this line is really out of place. It's really referring to the previous discussion of when you do a good thing and it's not perfectly good, and it really has some negative to it, that's what it's referring to. Tosfos says, but that's out of place here. This should have been three lines earlier in the Gemara. Stosis said, and therefore, what's the problem with that? That you shouldn't have, according to Rashi, let's finish, you shouldn't have waited till the last moment. You should have given it to him before he had the need. Don't wait till the person really needs to give it to him beforehand. But Tosfos says that doesn't fit into the flow of the Gemara. This should have been before this last discussion of Bachi Lahai Lahaikra. Tosfos gives a different shot. It means if, let's say, a poor person is taken by a governor, and the governor is holding him for a little ransom, and he's going to release him soon because he knows he's a poor person. But instead, you go to the governor and say, you know what? I'll pay now, and he's going to pay me back. Or I'll take care of it. And therefore, you're not going to get him off at all in terms of less money, because you're going to be ready to give full payment, that he's going to have to pay full payment then. So that's worse for him. You got to think before you act. Tosfos says that's the tsara, zulazu, that's the tsara that's being referred to in this pasuk. And Tosfos says that's why it fits in better to where it is in the Gemara. And Amar Rava, Rava just says, related to this, we'll go with Tosfos' shot. Haino damri inshi, zuzala alo lo shricha, litlisa shriach. A person doesn't have food for to put on the table. So to help redeem himself, he's going to have money. So if you're saying he's going to have money to according to Tosfos of Pshat, to redeem him fully from his governors, you have to think about what you're doing. Even if we're doing a mitzvah, we have to make sure that it is totally appropriate and there's no downside to it. V'chara ap, continuing darshan the pasuk, second to last line. V'chara api vo bayamahu v'azaftim v'sadifan ameihem. There's going to be hastaras panim. Hester panim. Amar of Bardzal bar Tavyomi Amarav. Last line. Kol she'eno behester panim eino mehem. Anybody who does not experience hester panim in their life is not part of Klal Yisrael. Kol she'eno bevahayalechol, which is the end of that pasuk, eino mehem. Anybody that does not experience vahayalechol, difficulties, yisurin, is not from Klal Yisrael. Asks the Eim Avonim Smecha, who has every right to write about these inyanim, or Taichtel on page Reish Mem. So what does this mean? If you don't have Yisurin, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. You don't have Hastaris Panim, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. What's the message? Who pella? Ma rasa rav bazeh, uma lomado sana bazeh, chiyadam shenimla v'nifla mitzara, chas v'shalom. You have to put yourself back into a tzara to make sure that you have Yisurin? So he says, no, he says, read it a little differently. Kol she'eno behester panim. If somebody else has hester panim and you don't feel it for them and you don't take part in their tzara, but you say shalom alecha nafshi, I'm okay, it didn't happen to me. If you don't take part in hastaras panim eino mehem, then you're not part of Klal Yisrael. You got to feel for the tzara. That's what he's saying. If you don't feel for the tzara that happened to others and you don't feel their hurt until you feel that it's not mine, you have to feel that it's you. You have to feel as if it's yours. And if you don't, the Eino Mehem, that is exactly a problem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu felt. Moshe Rabbeinu, time and again, he tries to help, and he feels the tzara of the Egyptian and of Benos Yisro. Over and over again, Moshe Rabbeinu feels it because that's the Hester Panim. Kol she'eino behester panim. If somebody else is having, there is Hester Panim in the world. So if somebody else is having Hester Panim and you don't feel it, so then Eino Mehem. You gotta feel it for them. Okay. Amalei Rabbanan l'Rava, Marlo b'hester panim isav, lo b'vayalecha lisa. The Rabbanan said to Rava, Rava, you've had a good life. You never had a star as panim, you're rich, you're calm, you have shekin b'shalva. Nothing's a problem. Amalehu, Rava says, as the Musar Haskel is always by life, we never know what's in everybody's peckle and package. Everybody's got their own issues. What it looks like on the outside is not always what it is on the inside. So Rava answers, Mi adisu kama mishadrana bitzina beishvarmalka. You know how much I have to pay the shvarmalka in private to make sure that it doesn't bother me? Even so, the Rabbanan's eyes, the ayin hara that they had an effect. Adahachi shodr devei shvarmalka vagarbuhu. Meanwhile, the shvarmalka sent messengers and they looted and they spoiled. Rashi says shalaluhu. They were mshalel Rava. Amar haynu detani. Amar Rav Gamliel. This is what Rav Gamliel is meant to have said. Kamakav shasu chacham meinehem o misa o oni. Any place where the rabbis put their eyes is destructive. Will either cause death or poverty. And the Biur Adav quotes some achronim that this is by tzaddikim gemurim, which Kadosh Baruch Hu does their will. We have certain sides of Rabbanan that looked negatively, right? Sometimes it says nasa gal shel atzamos. He looks at him the wrong way and says, he becomes right. He dies right there. Again, this is by tzaddikim gemurim that have an effect even with their eyes. Period. Vanochi haster astir panai bayom hahu. Right, the pasuk continuing in the Tochacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will be master panim from them on that day." Amar Rava, the Gemara darshening day. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Afal pi shesarti panim mehem b'chalom adaber bo." Even though I had Hester panim, but I was only bayom during the day. At night, I'll reveal myself to them in a dream. Rashi says, and I'll show them that I'm still with them, and they should daven that I'm going to remove the tzara. Rav Yosef Amar Yado Nituya Aleinu. His hand is still on us. Shenemar Ubitzel Yadi Kisisicha. In the shadow of his hand, he is covered. Okay, now we have a little story. Rav Shachter likes to quote this story about the idea of Hester Panim. Rav Shua ben Hananya, Havikoi be Kesar. Rav Shua ben Hananya and a heretic were doing a pantomime in front of a Caesar, in front of one of the Roman governors. They were doing, they were acting something out without talking. Achvi le'ahu apikarusa, ama dahadrinu mari la'apimine. The first scene is that the apikarus turns around to Rav Shua ben Hananya. He turns around as if to say Hashem has turned his back on the Jewish people. That's what he did. So what did Rav Shua ben Hananya do? He went like this. He put his hand up. Just like that. He put his hand up. So Amar le Kesar Yeshua. He said, I don't understand anything that's going on here. My Achri Lecha, what did he show you? So Amma Dahajun Maria Apimine. The Rav Shua ben Hananya says, I know what he showed me. He showed me that God left the Jewish people. Right? What many other religions believe, that we had we used to be the chosen people. We're not the chosen people anymore. That's what he was showing me. Right? You have to look at the historical context when these stories took place. Right? At this beginning of the, beginning right after the Churban, that's when the other religion, certain other religions started, and they said the Jewish people are lost. So that's, I know what he was showing me. He turned around. But no, you know, and I showed him, no, Yad Nitzuya Lein, I showed him an outstretched arm, meaning Hashem's arm is still outstretched on us. Arm le lahai mi, that's what I meant. So now the Caesar turns to the heretic and says, my what did you show him? I showed him, I turned around, that the God has left the Jewish people. My achvila, what did he show you? I have no idea what he was doing. He's sticking a hand up, I have no idea what that means. Amru, so the Caesar says, you can't even understand your partner's pantomime? Forget it! You're in front of the king, they took him out, and they killed him. Right? End of heretics. A lot has been written about this story. Just to mention two things. There is another Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi is in the Drushes, but it's also in Parshas Vayetze. It's also in Parshas Vayetze, where the Beis Halevi says, just find it here, Beis Halevi quotes our Gemara, and the Marsha asks on our Gemara, this line of Od Yadon Atuya is by Peronus. It's not even a good thing, Od Yadon Atuya. It's a bad thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arm is still going to be outstretched against us. It's not going to be used as a pasuk to prevent Hester Panim. So says the Beis Halevi, and this is how I explain the Shita of the Tur. What Shita of the Tur? The Tur writes in Choshe Mishpat, and Aveda Midas is Hefker. Aveda Midas, what does that mean? If I put my wallet in the street, I didn't lose my wallet. If I lose my wallet, that's an Aveda, and I lost it. What if I take my wallet and I put it in the middle of the street, and I leave it there specifically? Says the Tur, that's Hefker. Hefker, you could pick it up, somebody else could pick it up and do whatever they want with it. That's an Aveda Midas, that's Hefker. So asks the Achronim, what's the difference between that case, which is automatically Hefker, and a case like Maseches Baba Kama talks about? Let's say a guy's on top of his house, and he drops a vase from his roof. And then a guy's standing on the bottom of on the ground, and he has a baseball bat. And as the vase comes down, he goes, smash! And he smashes the baseball bat. So whole discussion in the Gemara whether the guy with the baseball bat is chayv or pater. It was going to break anyway, but he broke it a second before. So whole discussion. Ask the Achronim on the tour, but the tour says Aveda Midas is hefker, so it should be hefker. Like, of course the guy shouldn't be chayv. Says the Beis Halevi, there's a difference between putting something in the street and leaving it for nothing, and specifically starting to destroy and hurting your object. If you're specifically destroying, you still have shaychus to that item. You're breaking it, but you still have shaychus to that item. You aren't mafker it. And therefore, halachically, it might be on its way out, but it's not hefker yet, because you are actively destroying it. What did the min say, says the Beis Halevi? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafker us. He left us in the middle of the street. Aveda Midas. He said, forget about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his back on the Jewish people. What is Rabbi Shua Bechananya say? No, Od Yadon Atuya. He's just hurting us. He's giving us pachin. Od Yad Atuya. He's like throwing us down from the roof, but he's still a shaychus to us. He wasn't mafker us yet. Od Yad Atuya. His hand is still on us. And every time we have the Hester upon him, it's really a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forgotten us. Right? The worst feeling that a child can have is when a parent ignores him. Right? A parent doesn't answer him. If a parent screams at a child, there's still a shaychus there. There's still a connection there. But when a child is ignored, so that's the worst. That's what the Beis Halevi says. Rabbi Shua ben Hananya is saying that we're not being ignored. We're not being ignored. We still know that we're the Am Segula because we're always the most downtrodden. Okay. I guess, well, there's more to talk about there, but we have to continue. First wide line. When Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who is an expert apikoris fighter, debater, when he died, Amar le Rabbanan, my tavilan may Api Karsim. What are we going to do with the Api Karsim now? You know, you're passing on. There's nobody like you. Amar Lami says to them, of the Eitza Mibanim, Nisrucha Chachmasa. Once the Eitza is left from the Banim, then their Chachma will be ruined. What does that mean? Kibinshah of the Eitza Mibanim, since Klal Yisrael have nobody to fight them anymore, Nisrucha Chachmasa Shalom is Olam. There's not going to be any real Api Karsim anymore. No, there's not going to be any good debaters anymore, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu always evens the playing field. If there's nobody to fight them, so then there's going to be no one from them. Or, Pasuk by Esav, Vayomer Nisav and Elcha Ve'elcha Lin Negdecha. Esav says, I will go with you, even to you. That means that we're always even. Rabbi Ela, Avi Salak Bedarga, Debei Rabbi Bar Sheila. One time Rabbi Ela was going up the steps in Rabbi Bar Sheila's yeshiva, Shamil Yanuka. He heard a child saying the following Pasuk, Davi Kakari. It's already the Musar Haskel. Do our children just say Psukim from Amos on the steps? But we should. We should teach them Amos. Shemle nukadavika kari. Kine yotzer har mavorei chruach. Magalada masicho. Heard a child saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the mountains and the winds, and he will tell a person what his conversations have been. Omar evet shabu magelo masicho takana yishlo. A master who... an Eved whose master knows every single thing that he said. Takana yeshlo, there's a takana for him. My masicha, what does that mean? Amarav, afila sicha yaseir shem inishlo ishto, magidim lo ladim shas misa. Even the sicha between a husband and a wife, Rashi says, lefnei atashmish, rather the private of the conversations, it has to be appropriate and it has to be in context. Again, the Gra has a very scary language in one of his letters. The Gra says, kol diber v'diber shel isert sarech leirid l'sha'ol l'mata harbi ma'od. Every single thing that comes out of our mouth is recorded, and we have to make sure that everything is very appropriate and make sure that it's everything is yashar. Chavetz Chaim writes that we have the same kli. Imagine if you have a pitcher that you stick in the mud, and it's all full of mud, has dirt on it, and then you want to fill that up with water and put it on your kitchen table. It'd be disgusting. It's full of mud. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have one mouth. We have one mouth. So the same mouth that we act, we say certain things, and then we go dive, and then we go learn. Hashem says that it's full of mud. It's full of mud. What are you doing? So we have to make sure that our pitcher stays clean. So even the Sicha Yiseira, any little conversation is recorded. Any, is this really true? Didn't we have a Gemara at the end of Brachas, which we happened to be doing on a Shabbos morning back in Brachas? Remember, we didn't. Rav Kahana, have you gone to Tati Puria de Rav? Vishami de Sach, Vitzacha, Vaset Srachav. Right, Rav Kahana hid under the bed of Rav while Rav was involved with his wife. Amar Deme Pume de Rav, come on, to lo time le tafshila. And Rav Kahana all of a sudden says, is it appropriate? He says to his Rebbe, he was on top of the bed, is it appropriate that how Rav is talking here? So I'm like, Anna, puk lav orachar. I said, what are you doing here? Get out of here. So again, Sarach Ian on the story, a little difficult, but Gemara here doesn't quote the end of the story where he says, Torah hevelumanani Sarach. I have to learn everything from my Rebbe. But what the Gemara here is bringing it because the Gemara says, what do you mean? So you see, Rav says you should be Sicha Yaseira, but Benish Lishta. What do you mean, even Sicha Yaseira, it shouldn't be said? Here you see, he did, it's the same person. Right, Rav, you're supposed to speak to one's wife. So, Lakasha kan de sarach l'ritsuye, ha de lo sarach l'ritsuye. But it depends if it's in context or not. If it's in context, sarach l'ritsuye, in order to help each other, get more into it, so then that is appropriate to be maratze, to march each other, and that's a mitzvah also. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, in the Beis Yaakov, it's a mitzvah for a husband and a wife to be mahani each other and not just look at it as a physical act. It's a part of the mitzvah. Period. Hashem said, if you don't listen to me, my nefesh is going to cry in private because of their geva, because of their nobility. So what does the pasuk mean? Hashem has a place called Mistarim, a hidden place. And that's why he's going to cry, because if we don't listen to him, he's going to go cry in Mistarim. What is Mepnei Geva? Because Mepnei Yisrael lost their nobility. We were on top, excuse me, and now we're not on top. It was given to the Ovdei Kochavim. That's why Hashem's crying. Or, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zechil Hashem when Bnei Yisrael are not on top. And therefore, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying for. Umika b'chia kamei kutshabrich, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does Hashem cry? V'yamar ha-papa einat tzivis v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Hashem is never sad. Shneemar hov v'ador l'fanov, oz v'chezv b'mkomo. We're going to say that in 6 minutes, right? Pasuk in Hodu. So l'kash ha-bati gavai ha-bati broi. He only cries inside, when nobody's looking. But he doesn't cry outside. Ubati bray lo, he doesn't. V'haksiv, but it says that he did. V'yikra Hashem alokim tzvakos, v'yom ahu, v'bchilim hespeidu l'karcho l'chagrasak. Hashem put on sackcloth, kaviyocho, and he have hespeidim. So shiny churban abeis amigdash, v'afilo malachei shalom bachu. No, the beis amigdash is different. The churban abeis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to cry, that's his house. So he's allowed to cry even in public there. Because even the malachim cried. Sh'ne'emar, hiner elam saku, chutza, malachei shalom, mar yivkayun. Even they cry. Next, the Damoa Tidma, the Sirid Einai Dima, Kinishba Eder Hashem. Hashem cried, and it talks about three Lashonos of Damoa, three tears. Amar Belazar Shalashem Azalal Lama. Why the three tears? What did Hashem cry? Lama, Achazam Mikdash Rishon, Azam Mikdash Sheni, Vaglash Yisrael Shekolimim Koman. Two tears for the Bati Mikdash, and one for Bnei Yisrael that went into Galus. Vika Da Amri Achazam Bitul Torah. Or one says, another opinion is that the third one was not for Bnei Yisrael going into Galus, but for Bitul Torah. So Bishlo Amanda Amar Yisrael Shagalu, Hayden Tzav Kinyash Be'Eder Hashem. I understand how they get the Bnei Yisrael going into Galus, because the end of the pasuk it says that the flock of God became captives. El Amanda Amar Bitul Torah, my Kinyash Be'Eder Hashem. But according to the one who said this Bitul Torah, what does it mean? How did they get that from the fact that the flock of God went into captivity? Kiven Shagalu Yisrael Mim Koman Ein Lecha Bitul Torah Gadol Mizeh. Now that's the point. If we go into Galus, we can't learn properly, right? We have the ol hagalus on us, and that causes bittul Torah. Period. Tan Rabbanan, famous Gemara talked about by many Achronim. Shlosha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Boch Aleihem B'chol Yom. Hashem cries for three things every day. Al she'efshar la'asok b'tor v'eino oseg. Somebody who could learn Torah and is not learning. V'al she'efshar la'asok b'tor v'oseg. And somebody who shouldn't be in learning and is learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu also cries for them. And on a parnas, on the leader that lets the power over the tzibur go to his head. Again, so many say, what do you mean? How could you have somebody, if somebody's learning, but he's not supposed to be learning, what's wrong with that? Is he learning extra? So again, many achronim say, no, we have to know what's appropriate for us, where our potential lies. Obviously, we each have to be kovei itim. But if my job is not to be sitting and learning, my job is to be a doctor and to help Klal Yisrael, my job is to be this, to be that. So we always have to be kovei itim. That's not the shiloh here. But if somebody shouldn't be in osik b'torah, and he is osik, so then that is something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries for. Exactly parallel to the other line of Ha'ina Osik Efshar La'asok B'Torah Ve'ina Osik. So we always have to know what our potential is in life. Rebbe Havinok and Sefer Kinos for Kokari Begave. One time Rebbe was holding a Kinos, which means a Megillas Eicha. He was holding an Eicha and he was reading it. Kimata Leipzuchi, he came to a Pasik. Hishluk Mishraim Aretz. Hashem threw Bnei Yisrael down from the heaven to the earth. Nafal B'Yonte. At that very moment, the Megillah dropped from his hands. Omar, me igra ram labir amikta. Wow. From the high roof to the low pit. At that moment, he took that as a simon hashamayim, that to emphasize to him that Klal Yisrael were so high and now they were so low. Big discussion in the Achronim here. Do you have to, just like you have to, there's a minhag to fast when a Sefer Torah falls down, chas v'shalom, what about if a Navi falls down? Because here it says it fell down. The discussion in the Achronim, why do you have to fast? Why is there a minhag to fast by a Sefer Torah shenafal? But here it's quoted that, it's not quoted that he did fast. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Rabbi Verpia, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we get back to Halacha. We get back to Inyanim of Chagiga and Ola and Shlomim and others. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored by Zecher Nishmas, Yosef Ben Tzvi, and Moshe Ben Tzvi. All right, good.